I touched on this topic last night, and it fascinated me, so I thought I'd talk to the man that has actually floated the idea. I asked the question last night, should we legislate portion control as part of our efforts to combat the obesity epidemic? Now, we've got one of the largest or highest obesity rates in the world. 65% of the adult population are obese or overweight. It's only Japan, out of the G20 countries, that seems to have been able to manage this with an obesity rate of about 3%. But what do we do? We've talked about sugar taxes. We've talked about compulsory sport in schools and the like. Is a portion control mandate something that we can look at? Let's talk to Dr. Sultan Linjawi. He's a diabetes specialist. Dr. Linjawi, this is a controversial suggestion. How do we make it work?
Well, it is a bit controversial, but at the same time, I'm honestly not sure we have another choice. I mean, there are sort of different ideas on how you try to really change a society to try to address people's weight. And people's weight is really quite profound. And you sort of, you have to take either one of two views. Either it's the problem of the person, or alternatively, which is my personal belief, it's actually we've set people up to gain weight. And so then if we decide that we've set people up to gain weight, then we have to look at what are the things that we've done to achieve this.
All right, well, let's go back to that step. When you say set people up to gain weight, what do you mean?
Well, for example, and these are little things, but the reality is little things add up to big things over a period of time. But if you go to a petrol station, there is an army of people who've worked out that if they put certain foods in certain places in certain colours, we're more likely to buy it.
Right.
Every single food manufacturer will have teams and teams of people whose sole job it is to increase the sales process from every step, from the taste to the color to the consistency to the packaging to the marketing to the sales. I mean, these guys are professionals. They are very, very good and spend billions and billions to ensure that their products are purchased.
Yeah, okay.
And here we are walking into a supermarket or a petrol station, and we have these sort of non-thought, really, pickups of certain foods, and we just do it. You know, if you want to avoid buying chocolate, you know, one of the things you do is don't fill up your car with fuel at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because you're most likely to buy it on your way home.
Okay, so let's talk about this concept of legislating portion control then. How would you see that working in practical terms?
Well, at the moment, most of the talk around legislation is around imposing a sugar tax.
Yep.
And the notion is that we put a very small amount of money as a tax onto certain products. And the example that's always quoted is smoking. So they say, look, we've reduced smoking profoundly by increasing the amount of taxation on cigarettes. But if you think about where cigarette packaging and so on, or pricing was about 30 years ago, look at it now. I mean, a pack of smokes is an incredibly expensive thing.
Yeah.
No matter which country you look at that either thinking about imposing a sugar tax or has already, it's literally cents per litre. It's not a lot.
Yep, right.
And it's basically around getting money. It's not about changing behavior. Because if you put 10 or 20 cents onto a Coca-Cola bottle, for example, I don't think it's realistically going to change whether a person can afford to buy it or not.
That's probably right, but, yeah.
Yeah, so then we got to think, okay, well, what about portion control? So this really occurred to me, I remember, in Japan. So I'm at the moment making a television documentary around diabetes, and it's a very global thing. We've been to sort of 15 countries and interviewed all sorts of people. And what struck me in Japan is, how do they do it? How is it that they're still thin? And the documentary essentially looks at this concept around how our environment is changing, but our culture isn't. So if you look at Middle Easterners or people in the Mediterranean, They love it when people that they love eat food, the grandmother that pushes food down the grandchild's throat. That's part of the culture, but then if we have lots of food, we do that too much. But in Japan, what they value, and it took me a while to work this out, but what they really value, their cultural value, is quality over quantity.
Mm.
So they would rather give you a very small piece of steak that is the highest quality rather than just give you a slab of, you know, pretty lousy steak.
Yeah, right.
So even things like KFC or any of these other sort of mass sort of food outlets, their portions are about 30% smaller than you would expect to see here or in the US.
Right.
So that's quite clever. So we then potentially have the ability to say to people, you can do what you like. You can buy as much as you like, but you're going to buy it in a package that's a lot smaller. And so if you want to have, for example, two burgers, that's fine. But you would have to make that decision. But if you just go into the shop or the restaurant and say, can I get a burger and fries, it's going to be 30% smaller.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And we'll adjust. We'll all adjust. So that could be for chocolate bars. It could be for meals at restaurants where they can define it as a certain number of calories. So at the moment, we see calories. You know, you look at kilojoules of calories in a lot of fast food outlets.
Mm.
But you don't necessarily get given a choice. But I'm suggesting we can just reduce those by 30% overnight.
And then I imagine what you're hoping is that will bring about a cultural change or make people more conscious of what they're doing. Because, I mean, obviously you can't legislate about portion sizes in someone's home. But
no.
If what we're eating outside of the home is smaller, we'll probably move towards that when we do get home, so to speak.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that that will be the case. But again, is it, and this is a question, right, is it that most people are eating foods at home that are the problem, or is it all the little things? So, for example, you might have dinner and then open up a packet of chips.
Mm.
Well, if that packet of chips is 50% smaller because it's been legislated that that's a reasonable portion,
yeah,
instead of these super-sized bags, if that's legislated, then you'll have your packet of chips. You'll still feel satisfied. You'll get up and have an ice cream or whatever it is you're after. But overall, there'll be a consistent reduction in calories.
Absolutely fascinating concept. And now that you've explained it to me, it makes a lot more sense. Dr. Linjari, I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Dr. Sultan Linjari. What do you think of that? Is that a good idea? 132710 is the number. Give us a call.